We're gathered here, Lord God, for the purposes of hearing from you. We want to have some fellowship tonight, Lord God, with you. We invite you now, Father, to come and take over, Father, and speak to the hearts of the children, Lord. We're here, hungering and thirsting, Lord God, to hear from you, because your word is food indeed. Your spirit, Lord God, is drink indeed, Lord. We want that, Father. We come here for that purpose. Thank you for every brother. Thank you for every sister. Thank you for giving good health to my brother Richard, to my sister Edith, Lord God, and Hamida, Lord God, Mida Senior, and brother Michael, Lord God, giving brother Don some good journey, Lord God, to Canada, Father. We thank you for all these things that you do for us. Lord, it's just by thy grace. It's your grace, Lord God. It's thy love and mercy, Father. And we love you for that, Lord. We want to commit this service now to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. 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 So we can get seated. Thank you. I'm happy to see brother, brother Joe over there. He's not becoming to church for some time. But Joe, you've not been coming. He's been held up very much in the place of work. But I remember every day I would go to his office when that was before July, before I had this accident. I would go to his office and he's listening to our message there. And that really touched me. That really touched me. He used to listen to every message that we had here, and that was great. The other day I talked to him, we had a talk the other day, and I talked to him and I told him, I know he's very hard working and he's been working very hard, and a lot of responsibility that is given to him in the place of work, that whole place, sometimes he runs it like alone, like single-handedly. You might not know it because there's a manager, there's all these people, but he runs it. He kind of runs it in his mind. Make sure that everything is in good place. And I know how that is. And I have been there. I know I've seen him. And I know how busy he is. But we were talking and I told him, as much as he's giving that, his work, I'm sure Brother Joey, let me just talk about you. As much as you're giving that much work, that time to the place of work, and that's good. That's good because people has got to work. But I told him it's also good to give some God some times to God, and he just did this, and I saw his tears coming out, and he said, "I know it, brother," and I knew something is in that heart, and I love it. Well, I mean, I love him, and he knows that, and thank you very much, and may God bless you. So tonight, Brother Don was asking me whether I have enough for you when he's away. And I said yes. And I didn't, that time when I was telling him that, I didn't have nothing. I didn't exactly know what it was. And I was studying something and I didn't want to bring it before it's complete. And that was resurrection. I'm studying on resurrection. I thought I knew. And sometimes you think you know. And when I touched resurrection, it was 2,600 something hits. And I said, what are these? And I wanted to start them. To study them, and I'm slow, I'm very slow. So by, I think by 3 days like that, I had come to 1954, from 1948, and they are very, very close there. So I stopped there a bit, and I said, wow, there are things that I didn't know, they are right there. And I said, okay, I'm not going to preach resurrection until I understand what he says in other places like that. So I said, I'm not going to bring that. And I know. Sometimes you think you know something, and then when you go there, you realize that you don't know it. For the people who are seeing this, maybe I've been looking for an appointment with the doctor. I owed them so much money, and I'm trying to tell them how we're gonna be paid or something like that. And they didn't agree with me. And yesterday they called me. They said they can go there and see what they can do. They had some x-rays on my head, and I don't know what they see, and they said that I got to wear a brace now. This is different from the one. It's holding two fingers. The other one is holding the whole heart, but this one is holding two fingers like that. And they said that I've got to go to be like this for next two months. And I thought that you can talk, they just free me. They said, no, you got to wear that now for 2 months. After 2 months, I go there, they see what they can do. They're also saying that they can give me medicine, but I don't want those medicine. The kind of strength that medicine has, I said, I don't want it. And they said, if I feel something, then they would go and maybe they would look at which other medicine they can help me with. But I let me tell you, brothers, I hate medicine. Because that medicine, especially that kind of medicine they are talking about, is medicine that can to make you very like you're a zombie, like you're not like you won't sleep. I don't like that. I won't happen. I'm moving around a bit, and I don't like that. And I told the doctor, let's see how it's gonna go without the medicine with this. And he said 2 months. I go back and see what it is. So that's how what it is. May God bless you. Thank you for this. Are you playing guitar, Mom? You aren't. Why? That was medicine alone here. That was good. I mean, it was coming out. It felt like there are very many instruments, like guitar and other things there. I don't know how to do it, sister. Well, thank you very much, and may God bless you. God bless everyone for doing something for the Lord. Even coming here and sitting down there is something great for the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for taking Brother Don to Canada. I think now he's with Atam, Anari, and Amber, and Chico there. I am really missing them. I'm really missing them. I love them. I love that family. I love Dons. I love Dons. Every Don is a good is a good person. Every Don is a good person. All his children, Jana, all of them, they're good. They're good people. John, you see that truck over there? That my small truck that she runs? That was given to me by John. And Don is blessed with some very, very nice family. And may God bless him for that. And another thing, and what he does. I really appreciate Don. What he does, he's given himself to this. He always has something. It's not easy. I know I'm a pastor, and I know how it is. Always, you got to have something. You can tell somebody to help you, but you still got to be ready, just in case they don't come. You got to be. You are always alert, and you are on this constantly. You must have something. And as I told you, when I went to Kenya, I was preaching every day. Every day, you got to have something. You got to study. You got to. And sometimes studying helps, but. It's God who gives you something to tell people. And unless he does, you don't have nothing. You can study, and nothing comes. So it is the Lord who gives us these things, and we are very appreciative of that. Now, here, I want to talk very simple, with simplicity. And sometimes, I know, Brother Joe, this is a bit new. And these things are a bit new. And the last time I preached, you told me that... there was a time that I preached another, and he told me he would like me to talk to him about millennium. I think that day I talked so much about millennium. I don't know why that was, but he said that he would like me to talk about millennium. I've never visited that topic again, and I'm sorry because I've not talked to him about millennium. I think we'll talk one of these fine days. We need more fellowship. We need for more fellowship. And these things are not very hard. They're just... Brother Joe, the guy who is talking here, who we call the Prophet William Manuel Branham, was he a standard six something? Grade what? Is grade seven? He was grade seven guy. So there's nothing hard here. There's nothing hard. It's God in simplicity. Theologians are very hard because they've got degrees and degrees. But this is very simple. This is God in simplicity. You can just go get there by God's grace. It's just by God's grace, because this is a revelation. This is not theology, this is a revelation. And if God opens your mind, you can see it. Everybody can see it. And what we depend on, we don't depend very much on our education and what we know and that intellect. We don't depend on that. We depend on the Holy Ghost revealing it to us. And I tell you, you're not behind. Because just because you are not very old here, that you're not behind. You're not behind. Some of the people here are older than me in this. And you can see me, I'm standing before them, preaching to them. So it's not about age, it's not about being there, it's not about that. It's about the Holy Ghost revealing it to you. And the thing to do is to stay in it, live in it, pray, continue praying, be in prayers. Don't let your prayer life go down. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen in your life. Your prayer life must be on permanently. When the devil wants to do something wrong to you, what he takes away is prayer life, your prayer life. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Always constantly be in contact with God. Not necessarily kneeling down or something. That's very good. Kneeling down and praying and crying. That's very, very important. That's very important. But constantly in your mind, when you're moving around, when you're going, when you're walking, wherever you are, constantly let your mind be in constant contact with God.
Amen.
And God is happy with that. That's fellowship. And you see things happen. You see things open. You see things happen, brothers and sisters. You wonder why those old people, the prophet talks about putting that God of history and bringing him here. And he said, how do we do that? He said, do this every morning. Pull up that old book, that old book called the Bible. Bring it here every morning, every evening before you go to sleep. Read the Bible, read your Bible, pray. And if you continue like that, on the word and praying like that, that God who used to visit Abraham, that God who used to visit people in the Old Testament and in the old times, he's the same God. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He can still do it today. It's we people who run away from him. It's not him who runs away from us. Praise be to God. The only way you can get to him is study. Be in constant in his word. Be in his word, listening, even in your vehicle, have it in the message, the Bible, just constantly, like, let your mind be there, be in prayer constantly, praise be to God, and God will be visiting you. Those stories about God told me, you hear them. So may God bless you for that. And now I want to go to the reading of the quotes here. My topic again is Revelation 10, 1 to 6 is different from Revelation 10, 7, and this is part 2. Now, let's before I go there, let's go to the Bible. To be very simple, let's go to the Bible in Revelation 10. Let's go to the Bible in Revelation 10. Maybe sometimes we I know I'm speaking to people who have studied this message, who have studied this, like, I don't know how many times Brother Michael has read that scripture that you're just about to read. Maybe he doesn't count, but maybe it's 100 times or more, that scripture. You know, you go there, you read it, you find something new, and sometimes you go back there like that. So I know, but let's read it, because sometimes we think we have read it, and sometimes it's important for our people who are listening to us in the remote, in the media. So let's go to Revelation 10. Sorry. Let me get there. Revelation 10. Okay. Revelation 10. Okay. Let me go there. I didn't know that I would read it, but I'm feeling like I want to read it. And you're going to read it. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, if you're there. I know, that's what I'm saying now. If you look at that, I'm saying Revelation 10. My point to you, even when I was giving my report, I think, I don't know how many Sundays, was simply that Revelation 10, 1 to 6 is different from Revelation 7. Revelation 10, 7. It's the same chapter. But Revelation 10, 7 is different from Revelation 10, 1, 7. In fact, even the rest of them is a bit different. But Revelation 10, 1 to 6. 1 to 6. And Revelation 10, 8 down there, it goes together with Revelation 10, 1 to 6. Because he's talking about you eating the book. After he comes, you eat the book. He's talking about you eating the book. That book that was open. The ladders. Now, those ladders, now you eat them. And what happens is, when you eat, you become what you eat. So when you eat them, you become that word. It's actually talking about you becoming one with the Word. That is Revelation 10, 8 and down there. But Revelation 10, 7 is different. That's my point. That's my simple point. Down there, it says he was told to eat the little book. That is Revelation 8, 9, 10, 11, down there. He's talking about eating that book. John was told to eat the book. And John being told to eat the book is the same. It's the same because the prophet said that John was a type of the bride. Together. So it's actually the bride being told to eat the book after it was opened. After he comes with it, and he is that book. After he comes with it, he's telling you to eat him. Amen. Remember, that book that was opened was Jesus Christ. Now he's telling you, in other words, John was told to eat Jesus Christ. John being told to eat Jesus Christ was the bride, a type of the bride being told to eat Jesus Christ. And when you eat Jesus Christ, you and Jesus Christ become one. That is now Revelation 10, down there, verses 8. But now Revelation 10, verse 7, this is how it reads. I hope you understand. And he had in his hand a little book open. He had in his hand a little book. Okay. I didn't start in the beginning. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud. I know you know these things, but I'm just trying to be simple for everybody to understand, and even for the audience who are in the media to understand. With a cloud, okay, and we understand what that cloud is. The other day, Brother Don labored on that, and I'm not going to stay on that. I'm just going to read it. Brother Don labored on it to say what the cloud was and the rainbow. Rainbow was actually a sign of a covenant. Remember the covenant that God had with Noah, and that there will be no rain after the people will not be destroyed with rain. God will not use water to destroy the people. So he gave a rainbow as a covenant. So a rainbow was a covenant. In other words, this angel is a covenant angel. He's bringing another covenant. And covenant, because I don't want to dwell on that. I don't know how that's. I don't know, but I don't want to dwell very much with that. But those things are simple. What's a covenant? You know the old. You know what we call the Old Testament? It's a covenant. You know, testament is a covenant. It means that was a testament between people of the Old Testament, between Israel and the people of God. Now the New Testament was actually a testament or a covenant between the people of the church ages, the Gentiles, and God. That was a second covenant. Now this is another covenant now. Another covenant. And when you see this covenant, all the other covenants are over. It's because the first covenant was over, the second covenant is over, now this is a new one that is coming in. And this covenant is a covenant between two people only. Between God, listen, between God and the bride, of course, and the 144,000. Now the other part of the world is completely out there. No more mercy. I had a quote about mercy here. And my next topic is God revealing himself in judgment. This is God revealing himself in mercy. I'm going to have some quotes on that. Now, the whole world is judged, Brother Joe. It's judged. You know what happened? This is what happened. Every time God comes, there are people who accept him. In every age, there were seven church ages. There was Ephesus, and you people know. I don't know why I'm going so low. But that's okay. There was Ephesus. That was the first church age. The messenger there was Paul. And all the people and what happens? Something opened in heaven. And that has been always like that. In heaven, something opens. In Noah's time, it's something that opened in heaven. And when that something opened in heaven, it's a seal. It's a revelation. The word of God. God wanted to see something. And he opened himself. He opened a revelation. He brought a revelation here on earth. And there was an angel here on earth called Noah. And he got it. And when he gets it, he takes it to the people. That's what is a trumpet. He trumpeted it. He took it to the people. And the people agreed. All the people who agreed, that time was only 8 people, were the only people who got saved. The rest of the people got judgment. Can you get it now? That happens in every age. In every age, God drops a revelation here on earth. And when he drops that revelation, there's an angel who receives it. When that angel receives it, he takes it to the people. When he takes it to people, there are people who accept it. God takes his Holy Ghost and seals his people with the Holy Ghost. When they die, they are taken to the sixth dimension. Those bad people who refuse, who spurn mercy, you know what spurn is? Spurn is to reject with disdain and contempt. Who spurn mercy? Who spurn that mercy? Because God's mercy to save you is to bring that, and he brings it to you by a messenger of that age. He opens to one man. He opens it to those people. People wonder, why do we talk about the prophet? Because God, I messed this up, brother, sister, brother, can somebody help me? I messed it up. I'm sorry. Sorry, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Praise be to God. I hope you understand that. I hope that's simple. That's what happens in every age. And that happened right from the beginning. From the beginning, God has been doing that. Now, we have seven church ages after Jesus Christ died and went away. He had his seven messengers. Those seven messengers have brought every age, those seven ages. God has brought a message. A revelation from heaven opens here on earth. The last one was William Marion Branham. You search the history, search the theology of the people. There's nothing to deny that. Compare him. That's history. And also God showed it. God showed it by signs and wonders that he was the one that was sent here on earth for this age. For the Laodicean church age. So we had seven of them. The last one was William Marion Branham. Now William Branham, a seal opened in heaven, just like any other, a seal opened in heaven. Another revelation was dropped here. What was the seal? His seal was, listen very carefully, his seal was Revelation 10, 7, Malachi 4, 5. To return the people, to take the people with a message, to take the people back to what Paul was. Because the Bible asked a question. When I am coming back on earth, that was Jesus Christ asked. When I'm coming back on earth, will I find faith? Faith is a revelation. Will I find the revelation? No, there will be no revelation on earth. But God will send Brother Branham to bring that revelation on earth. Why? Where did the revelation go, Brother Joe? Where did the revelation go? This is where revelation went. And I'm not starting my message yet. And I don't know where all my message can reach in enough time. Where did the revelation go? Paul brought it very well. After Jesus Christ died, Paul brought it very well. And he started with the Jews. The Jews refused. And he said, I've turned to the Gentiles, whereof I'm called to preach the Gentile people. And he started preaching the gospel to the Gentile people. That was the first messenger. Praise be to God. And he took it. He took it to the people. And you can read the Bible and see how strong it was. As strong as it was, he was saying that he was seeing darkly in a glass. He didn't have it all. Praise be to God. But he promised there's coming a time when you'll be known as you know yourself. Amen. Praise be to God. There will come a time when this thing will be completely open. What happened after that? There came the dark ages. When the Catholic people and all the churches gathered together and started killing people. When you're found reading the Bible, when you're found reading the word and studying with the word, the way it's written, you're killed. I was giving them a story. And they really enjoyed it. The girls enjoyed it. We were having something at Joe's place. They wanted us to have some dinner, and we went there for dinner. And I was giving those stories. So that's where the word Babylon came from. That's right. That's why the word Babylon. And the same Babylon, the Babylon of the old that was started by Cush and Nimrod, is the same Babylon that we have in Vatican. I'm not fighting nobody. But that's exactly the same thing. Vatican and Nimrod was the same thing. That Babylon, the Babylonian religion, the Babylonian everything is the same Babylonian thing that we have in Vatican. And all the other churches have gathered together. Where did it start? There came a falling away. And everybody, by 1608, they had killed 68 million people who were actually trying to worship God the right way. Reading the Bible was completely blacked out.
And the first search, the second search, the blackout became so strong. The third one, they killed so many people. The fourth one, until the fifth, it was completely dark. And the Bible became something that you cannot read, you cannot have something. The people, you hear about the Thanksgiving Day here in America, because that Thanksgiving Day came because in Europe, the Catholic Church could not let them worship God the way they wanted to worship God. They were persecuting them. So they had to run away from that persecution and come to America. That's why we have the Thanksgiving Day. I don't seem to be preaching the message. Eh? That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. Praise be to God. So there were dark ages, and the Bible was completely blacked out. The Bible, nobody knew what the Bible is. The truth was completely hidden. I was reading a very good quote somewhere. I wish I brought it here. I didn't know that I would come like this. Praise be to God. There came a black. The Bible was completely blacked out. If you're found reading the Bible, we had a pastor. He's called Alelida, who is actually in charge of a small church in Kenya, a Catholic church. And you know what? Those days, in Kenya, we don't have, even now, we have them in our houses, in towns, but in the villages there, they don't have the kind of bathrooms that we have here. So they dig a big latrine like that. So they don't have toilet paper, so any kind of paper. So that man had his Bible that is written in Kikuyu in the toilet. Because even that time, they had not allowed people to read Bibles. That was back in around 1974, 75 there. They had not allowed people in the Catholic Church to read your Bible in your own language. So they were coming to the pulpit and saying, they were reading in Latin. And they were saying, nobody can understand it. So the only person who's supposed to read it is the father of the Catholic Church. And when he reads it, he can. You know, he was not even interpreting. So he was coming here and saying, Anna Domini, 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 Do. I mean, that language, Latin, I don't know it. And then you'd say it and you'd repeat it. You say it and you repeat it. You don't even know what you are repeating. I visited them. They didn't know. But now you think you have worshipped God and go back home. That is how the Bible was blackened out completely. Praise be God. But a certain year, Luther came up and protested that. They said, no, that's wrong. What you're doing is wrong. He protested that. And he had 98 ethics, something like that. Something like that. And he put it there, he said, I protest against you, the Pope. What you're doing is wrong. Amen. And the opening of the God, opening of godliness, opening of the Word started there. And started there. By the time of Wesley went all over. From here, and you can see the Methodist Church, Wesleyan Church, all those churches are just the same. They're started by Wesley. Praise be to God. So he came up, Luther came up with just two justification. He said, not true justification. He came up with justification. He said, the just shall live by faith. Whether you are killing them or not, the just shall live by faith. They don't care about what people say. Then from there came another one called Wesley. Wesley came, he's the one who started all this. He preached sanctification. That you should live a sanctified life. Whether you are killed or not killed, live a sanctified life. Leave your sins away. Repent your sins like that. And he was strong on that. Then from there, Brother Branham came. Brother Branham came with the Pentecostalism. Pentecostal was actually people getting back to the gifts. The gifts that the children of the people of Paul had. Hearing, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, all that. He came back with that. You see the Pentecostals we have here? All those Pentecostals who were supposed actually to support him. But actually they went away from the true Pentecostalism. And he brought them back. He tried to bring them back. Because the true Pentecostalism is supposed to be back in the Bible. They refused that. When they refused that, he condemned them. He said, they're backslidden. They've gone back to the world. Amen. And all those gifts that they had, they were using gifts and callings are without repentance. And those gifts, like he went one time, he found somebody that was somewhere he went in a Pentecostal church, and there were two people. One of them was prophesying in in tongues. Speaking in tongues. There was not speaking in tongues. It got lost. All that was in the past that changed. It got lost. But now, in times of Brother Branham now, in the Laodicean church age, it started. He's not the one who started, of course, but he's the one who brought it back to the right place where he's supposed to go. Praise be to God. Yeah, so he listened to somebody. And he really got disturbed because he listened to somebody. And that man was actually, and you know the prophet had that gift of knowing you. So he listened to what he was saying in tongues, and this guy translating, it was exactly, the prophet said, it was exactly, and he was marveled. He was marveled by that. But he looked at their life. This man who was prophesying was a righteous man who loved God, who was in the Word completely, watching every move that he does. He makes, and that's a Christian. You watch every move. Whatever you do, wherever you go, however you talk, whatever, you watch every move. That was a Christian. The other guy that was interpreting was a bad guy. Even that night, he was from a certain other woman. And he saw that in the vision or something. And he cried to God. He went back home. He cried to God, what is this? He didn't know that. And the Bible, his Bible opened somewhere where it says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Exactly right. You don't need to be so holy. You don't need to be so holy. Not now. I don't know about now. But you didn't need to be so holy to pray for somebody and get healed. You didn't need that. Bad people also could pray for the people because the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost, not by our own spirit, by the Holy Ghost would come to the unjust and he get, and the Bible said that the rain, which is a type of the Holy Ghost, falls on the tares and the wheat. And they both grow together. That's how it is. So he came and told them, speaking in tongues does not mean you're saved. Healing people does not mean you're saved. Amen. Having the Holy Ghost and doing this does not mean you're saved. Praise be to God. Amen. What is the sign that you are saved? The sign that you are saved is you being able to believe that which God has opened from heaven and brought to the messenger of the age. If you're able to believe that, that's a sign that now you're saved. If you cannot believe that, just know that you're not saved. Now you talk about, how about these other people? Now listen. That was that. That's, I brought all that to this. Now that's that. Now. It came to this. When God came down from heaven, so the prophet took it to that. And he said, he's coming. He was the one to announce his coming. Just like John was to announce his coming the first time. He was the one to announce his coming. Or to introduce him. Like John introduced Jesus Christ when he came. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So Brother Branham, and he was told that by an angel before 4,000 people surrounded him. And a pillar of fire came from heaven and said, as I said, John the Baptist, to forerunner my first coming, I said you with a message to forerunner my second coming. Amen. So he was the one to forerun that. So when he came, he said, it's done. He opened the seals. When he came, he opened the seals. When the seals were opened, everything, no more mercy, no more mercy after that. He took from that, all that was in that book, he took to himself. These are my children. The rest of them are done. They're in judgment. No more mercy to the world. What happened? Praise be to God. The tares, the denominations continued. And at this time, they gathered themselves together. Listen very carefully. All the denominations gathered themselves together. And they are called the image of the beast. The image of the beast is the gathering of all the denominations together. But at the same time, the bride gathered together. Amen. When the bride gathered together, the denominations are gathered together, they are here. They are tears. They are all gathered together against the bride. Can you get that? So the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ gathered herself together. Praise be to God. The denominations gathered themselves together. So there are only two groups of people. What did Jesus do when he came? The second coming of the Lord was to marry a bride. So he married the bride. Listen, he married the bride and the tares were left there. Now the tares, who are the denominations? All these denominations, listen very carefully, all these denominations are not banned. You think that the tares were gathered to be banned? They were to be banned later in the general resurrection. So they continue, and I'm going to read next time, and then next sermon, if I have time, and maybe Mike wants to preach. Now, next time I'm going to bring how they don't have a ray of hope. There's no hope. They are cast out there. They are waiting, and they're saying, the prophet is going to say, he's going to read a very good quote that says, they are kneeling down to be saved. They are saying hallelujah. They are singing for God. They want, but there's no ray of hope. They are over there. They are completely done. There's no hope for them to be saved at all. Why is judgment? Is God revealing himself in judgment? He's revealing himself in judgment because he's revealing himself to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. And those other people there that are denominations cannot. Now, you ask me, what's the type? The type is Noah. You remember Noah? Noah preached the truth. I don't know how many years. I don't remember. How many years? They all refused. Finally, the ark was ready. And they got in the ark. But the message was, it's going to rain. It's going to rain and destroy all the people. And every living creature shall die. It's going to happen. Remember that? Praise God. And he said that. And he was stunned. It's coming. But they scolded him. He said, what? You've never seen rain coming from heaven. We know science. We know what it is. It cannot. No water can come from heaven. The water comes from the ground. Well, that's what. So they said, it's not going to come. So they got into the ark. Praise be to God. I wish you could see. I got that quote here. Maybe I'll read it next time. How he says how they were calling him, how they were despising him and saying, we know you just closed that door. The prophet said, it was not Noah who closed that door.
That's right.
He said, it's God who closed that door. And no man could open it. Amen. And it stayed like that. No rain. Praise be to God. No rain for 7 days. Is it 7 days? I think 7 days. I don't remember. For 7 days. No rain. That you are here. You cannot get in. And Noah cannot get out. They are here. Listen, they are here. They cannot come in to be the bride and get saved. And the bride cannot go and become a tear.
Amen.
It is that time now.
They
are in judgment. They are already judged. They are walking here and they are in hell. That's how serious it is in the world today. This is a very bad message to preach to, especially to the people there. I don't want them to hear this. They don't like this. But that's exactly right. They are judged. That's why there are no more mercy. That does not mean we are. Wherever the bride is, bride himself is herself is mercy. Because it's Jesus. Jesus, wherever he is mercy. You tell me now they are healing people? Let me tell you something. They'll be healed. If they don't believe they are healed, they'll say hallelujah, jump up, be very happy, and have their legs back if they need to have legs, and then die and go to hell. Praise be to God. And a bright man, if he needs a bright man, they all go in a pit. So the one who has prayed for him, yes sir, is praying bad, praying for people bad. It's okay, it's alright. But that does not pertain to salvation. Speaking tongues and doing miracles, that does not pertain. I think this is a very simple message, John. Let me just go back to my. that's where we are at. Okay, now. So now, this is the time for the mighty angel, which is Jesus Christ, to come down. This is Jesus Christ coming down from heaven. Praise be to God. This is another covenant. Rainbow covenant is another covenant now. I'm making another covenant with my bride. Bride is in me. The world is out. Praise be to God. This is a covenant. But me and the bride are one. and I'm marrying her. And when I get to her and her get to me, then we will never part. That is the agreement now. That's the agreement. We are not parting again. When you get into Christ, we are not parting again. Maybe you're asking about the body. I also talk about the body. Maybe if John stays a bit in Canada, I don't know how long he's going to stay. I want to bring something about the bodies. Maybe we talk about about this body. I would like to bring about this bodies and the change of the body. I would like to bring that. Praise be to God. But there's a covenant here. The bride and the bridegroom has a covenant. A permanent covenant. Until death do we part. No, until death do we die. No parting. We are in perfection permanently. When the bride gets into Christ, there's nowhere else she can go better. Amen. She's at most. She's in perfection. Okay. The time now is 8:04. So let me read this and then we can close. And I'm not going to make you stay here. So, as upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. That is Christ. If you go to chapter 1, you're going to find that. That is Christ. My voice is getting bad. But I don't know why. I think I've not preached for a long time. I've not spoken. And he had in his hand a little book open. That little book open is the book is the book of redemption that was sealed with the seven seals. In chapter 5, it is sealed. Here, it's open. Okay. Let me just read it. Open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. I don't know what that is. I've tried to think about that. I've researched. I've not found anything. But I have my idea. It's an idea. People have their own ideas. I don't know. But the foot, stepping on the foot. I've not seen. If anybody gets a quote that says, what is that? That is, they can help me with it. I've never seen that. I've thought that when you step on the something, Joshua was told, whoever you step with is yours. I thought that means is his. Everything is his. I've come to claim it. I'm not going to talk like that because I don't have a quote. Everything I say, I like having a quote. So I don't know what that means. If anybody has a quote on that, can help me in that. And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. I would just say this on that. The thunders is his voice. Remember in the Mount Sinai, when the people went there and it was thundering, and they said, we don't want to hear these thunders again. They're going to kill us. Remember that? And Moses brought the seven commandments. They were hearing thunders, but Moses was hearing. The bride is like Moses. The bride is hearing his voice. Is hearing thou. Is hearing the marriage voice. Is hearing another revelation of the theophany. When are you going to get the bride is getting all this? Is God talking to his bride? How about the world? These are the others. Even saying that he has come. Praise be to God. He has come. That's a ladder. To them. Where is he? They don't understand that. Praise the Lord. But to us, is the voice of our master. Is the voice of our bridegroom. Of our bridegroom. The bridegroom is putting seeds in us. And you are producing, identifying. We are producing Jesus Christ again here. We have children. We have babies around here. Babies that don't do nothing except what he says. We produce that in our life. Our lives produce Jesus Christ here on earth. Amen. Praise be to God. Cry to the Lord. Okay. And when the seven others had heard their voices, was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which seven others. That is John. He was told to seal up. For 2,000 years, he was told to seal up those things. And the angel which I saw stand upon the earth, lifted up his hand in heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the other things that are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. That means there be no more church ages. If you want a quote on that, I'll give you. No, that was the end of the church. There will be time no more. That is, there will be no more time church ages. There is no church ages no more. Praise be to God. What is it? What is it? The seventh day is over. Where do we go? To the first day again. What's the first day? Is the eighth day again. Is that right, brothers? We don't have a first day again. It's the eighth day. What is it? We don't have an eighth day. What is it? It's eternity. The bride gets into eternity. I hope you get that. All right. Now that's seven. Now we go to seven now. That's seven now. That's six now. Now we go to seven. All that is about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the head of the church ages when he comes. That's the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we go to seventh. Now listen to the seventh now. The seventh part. As I can even close there. Don't worry. I don't want to keep people. But at least you can see what you're talking about. Okay. Seventh. Now seventh. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. But in the days, what is it? In the day, what is the days of the seventh angel? What is the days of the seventh angel? There was the days of Paul, the first angel. There was the days of Irenaeus, the second angel. There was the days of Martin, the third angel. There was the days of Coruba, the third angel, the fourth angel. There was the days of Sardis, of Ruther. The fifth angel. There was the days of Wesley, the sixth angel. There was the days of Brother Branham, the seventh angel. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. There was the days of the seventh angel. The days of the seventh angel is the days of Brother Branham. What is that? Laodicea. Or do you say Laodicean? Yeah, we say Laodicea in Kenya. Because in Kikuyu, instead of writing Laodicean, they say Laodicea. They put a K there. Laodicea. So they say Laodicea. That's why you hear me saying Laodicea. Laodicea. So like that. So Laodicea. Laodicea is the seventh. Or is it true, brothers? Laodicea is the seventh. Who was the seventh messenger? William Marion Branham. Who was the sixth? Wesley. Who was the fifth? Luther. Who was the fourth? Coruba. Who was the, like that, go down and put more. Praise be to God. I think we understand that. And the listeners who are listening in, I think everybody can understand that. All right. Now, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, in those days, when he shall begin to sound, as soon as he begins to sound, what is to sound? It's to trumpet. Each one of them had a trumpet. What is a trumpet? It's a gospel trumpet. It's a seal opens from heaven. Every angel, a seal opens from heaven. What's an angel, by the way? Angel, the angels of heaven and angels. Oh, angel. The word angel means a messenger. I think I'm very simple today. An angel means a messenger. It's a messenger. God has messengers of heaven. God has Gabriel. And every time something is happening to this earth, a big thing, he says Gabriel. And even his coming is announced by Gabriel. Do you know that? Yes, exactly. That is what he said. It's announced by Gabriel. His first coming was announced by Gabriel. His second coming is going to be announced by Gabriel. So Gabriel came here and announced it. And that is confusing because Gabriel is not a minor angel. And the angel that the prophet used to have was a minor angel. Gabriel is not a minor angel. But that's a topic for another day. Praise be to God. But that's exactly what the prophet said. So it's an angel. An angel is a messenger. They are messengers of the earth. In fact, let me tell you something. You are also a messenger. It's only that, like me, I'm a very minor messenger. You're also a messenger. God sent you with something. God sent you with a song. God, each one of us is a messenger from God, praise be to God. But they are major messenger, and each messenger is given a different work. Like now, this message of William Marion Branham, this is a messenger given to the whole earth. Can you get that? Me, I'm a messenger, maybe given to me the senior. Maybe the song, is that right? So I'm a messenger in my capacity as a very small messenger like that. Can you get that? Maybe you're a messenger given a message to come here and sing a song. That was a messenger. That woman that was in the line who said, can I pray for your kid? And he prayed, and when they went to the prophet, that kid was here. That was a messenger from God to do that. A small messenger. Praise, each one of us is a messenger. And you have a message to take. Praise be to God. Do you feel like you want to talk to somebody? That's a message. Do you feel like you want to do something for God? That's a message. God has messengers. God has workers. Praise be to God. But this was a major messenger, a major angel, sent on earth with a message to the whole earth. A seal opened in heaven for the whole earth. Praise be to God. Son, take it. Praise be to God. And the prophet said that God said in that message that each messenger, when he brings that, God requires. These are the small messengers like me. To take it from there. From him. You cannot go to the Bible and fetch your own message. No, brother. You Praise me. That's the pattern. That's a pattern, brother. That's a pattern. In Hebrews, that is a pattern. And he doesn't send two at the same time. He sends only one major messenger here on earth at one time. There was no Moses and another messenger there. There was no Jeremiah with another one there. No, no Samuel is another there. No, it's a major messenger. A major prophet comes here on earth and it's only one at one time. I have quotes and quotes and quotes on that. People saying that God is going to send two prophets, Elijah and Moses. God cannot do that. If Israel is on earth, then God cannot send two messengers on earth. Israel is on earth. Is Israel on earth? If Israel is on earth, then God cannot send Elijah and Moses at the same time. God don't do that. That will break his word. All right, now. So, shall begin to sound. When he shall begin to trumpet. When he shall bring the message that has opened from heaven. So, the mystery of God should be finished. Then when he does that, the mystery of God should be finished. Which mystery? He goes there to say. Which he has declared to his servants the prophets. Which he has declared to his servants the prophets. What has he declared to his servants the prophet? The prophet says, the prophets who wrote the Bible. The prophets who wrote the Bible. That he declared that mystery to them. That is what will be finished when he sounds. Can you get that? Now so my topic is, maybe I was, today I was just introducing that. What my topic is, maybe I talked very much, maybe I talked, however little I talked last time, I talked about that. I realized maybe people would not understand what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. This is the revelation of the Bible. And I know, listen, people who argue, say, even the revelation of the Bible, is that Bible is Jesus Christ. I agree. Even in the church ages, the spirit that came was Jesus Christ. Exactly. That was God. Exactly. But now, praise be to God, we are talking about the whole written Bible, that Jesus Christ of the Bible, who was blackened, is now opened. The whole Bible is now opened. Now he himself, the servant, comes down in Revelation 10. With that whole Bible, without himself, opened. Without himself now opened. The fullness of him comes down. Those are two different things. I hope you get that. Exactly right. So he opened the Bible by the revelation of the seals. The seals are open. And then when they are open, now here he comes. Let's read some quotes. And what time is it? I'm not going to stay here. The next 15 minutes, I'll let you go. Some of them, like Joe, I think, are working. Who else is working? Michael is working. I become jobless now. I don't work. So okay, let's come here. Let's come here and see. Okay, now look here. I'm not going to read. If you look at my something, I'm not going to read that whole thing. But it's very good. Just read it when you get home. But in the let me read just the red part. But in every age, God began to give. If you look, that's the red part, if you can see it. But in every age, God began to give back. That talks about manna and how in every age he brings his manna to there. That talks about that. But here he's talking about, but in every age, God began to give back by revelation that which was hidden until in this last day. According to Revelation 10:7, a prophet will come and reveal all the mysteries. And then the Lord come. Can you get that? After he reveals all the mysteries that are written in the Bible, the prophet says, see, which are these mysteries? He says, the mysteries that are written in the Bible by the prophets. Praise be to God. So he opens the written book. In other quotes, he says, he opens the written book. Now, I call that the third book, and I don't have time to explain what that book is. Now, the second book, I call that the second book. I don't have time to explain the second book. Can I? Let me explain it. Just short. And we have time. Not necessarily today. We have time, and it's good. It's good to talk. Is right? Let's talk. Do I need to read all these quotes? You have them, and I can read it next time. I can make it my sermon next time, and I can read it. No problem. But let's start. And I know you people, are brought up about, reading quotes. And it's good. Reading quotes is good. That's how you're brought up. And it's good. It's very good. People are caught differently. Me, I'm different. And I try. Like now, in Kenya, I can go with one quote, and that will be my sermon. And people will... And you can tape. You can hear the tape. You can hear the tapes. Those tapes. Because even what I'm talking are quotes. Even what I'm talking is quotes. If you doubt, give me a quote. Ask. I'll give you a quote. That's why. Did you see me where I reached? Where he was stepping on the stage? I said, I don't know. Because I don't have a quote. Praise God. I can't say, whatever I say, I have a quote. I know where I'm talking. So don't worry about me talking and not reading quotes. I know where I'm at. Praise be to God. So I was saying, this is because the prophet had only three pools. That was his whole ministry. The whole ministry of Brother Branham, since he started till he died, was three. I think we know that, do we? Or do we agree or do we disagree? He had three quotes. He had three pools. The first pool was hearing. Is that right? The first pool was hearing. The second pool was what? Reading the minds of the people, reading the hearts of the people. Is that right? The third pool was the opening of the word or his coming. The third pool was his coming. His coming was not him. Do we know that? That pool was not Brother Branham. Praise be to God. That pool was him. In fact, we are in the third pool even now. Amen. It's the bride and the bridegroom talking. The messenger of the third pool, our messenger, is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It's not Brother Branham. Amen. Brother Branham was the seventh messenger. We have the messenger, the seventh. We are over here with our messenger called Jesus Christ. Amen. What was the first pool? By the way, what are pools? You just say pools, eh? Sister Rebecca, what are pools? What are pools? It's pulling you. It's simple. You know, we talk like it's not difficult. Pulling is pulling you. Pools is simply pulling you. Amen. God had a plan. Because of his mercy, he wanted to pull you to himself. And he knew if he comes and gets you, you're gonna... Do you remember one time when the prophet had his brother and Billy Paul in the room, a motel room where he slept, and that the angel came. Do you remember that? And when the angel came, he asked the angel, Can I call the children to see you? I've been telling the people that you come and visit me. Can I call them? And they wake up. He said, no, call Billy Paul. So he went where Billy Paul was. He went where Billy Paul was. And he woke him up and he says, hey, son, don't worry. Don't worry because there's an angel. I've told you about the angel. Because he was told to wake Billy and not to wake Andrew. I think his name was Andrew. And he was said, just wake up slowly, wake up. And he covered him with a pillow and he removed it. And I did it. He knew he'd do this. That is how God knew we would do. If we just come back. So he starts pulling us slowly. Like Brother Abraham did to his son. Is that right? Pulling us slowly. What did he come first with? He came with hearing. And everybody came to see hearing. Happy that he has seen. Did you know that when he went to South Africa, there were, in Kenya, in Africa, we call them lorries. Lorries, trucks. There were trucks and trucks and trucks. Not two, not three, not four. Do you know that? Carrying, you know, pseudo legs. And because people had legs. Praise God. Carrying canes that you go, because you don't see. Carrying that. You know the shoes that some people wear when they have done all that were bowed and in lorries and trucks and trucks and trucks. Praise be to God. What was it? That was the first pool. What is a pool? To pool you can't see. Oh, somebody, people are hearing, people are getting in. And all the people there gathered together, they were pulled to this. When they were pulled to this, they are pulled to that. What is the second pool? The second pool is to pull them, to show them that this people or this person that you come to see is not just a human being. What is it? It's a Messiah. Of course, Brother Abraham was not the Messiah. You know what I mean. But that's what happened in the Bible. Do you remember Nathaniel? Nathaniel talks to Philip talks to Nathaniel. Can I come and show you that could be Messiah who's come is doing marvelous things? Is there anything that come? Is there anything good that come from that can come from Nazareth? He said, yeah, just come and see for yourself. And then he pulls him and they come. When they come, he comes and says, is this one? He says, can you greet him? Hi, Nathaniel. You are a man. You are an Israelite without girl. What is that? What does that mean? You are a messenger believer that don't have nothing else except believing. That was the church of that day. You are a messenger. You are an Israelite without girl. He said, who told you that? Have you ever seen me going to church? I don't know you. He said, before Philip saw you, before Philip called you under that tree, I saw you. He said, oi, this should be a Messiah. He was the first fool. I don't know where it came from, but the second fool got him. And he said, okay, you are the Messiah. I'm not going nowhere. That was the second fool. You remember the woman at the well when he was ready his might? The reading of the might was, what is happening here? What is happening here? This is the time. This is from 1950 something, 1959 something. The prophet started reading people's mind. After hearing people and all this, the second pool was accurately reading people's mind. What is it? What do we recognize? You recognize God in a man. Who was Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ was total man. Brother Don has brought very marvelous messages. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ was 100% man. And Jesus Christ was 100% God. Jesus Christ was God-man. They discovered this is God-man. And that's the Messiah. That was the second pool. What was the third pool? The third pool was that same God. Listen now. That very same God getting to the people. Getting the catching what he wanted. The coming of the Lord is coming. The coming of the Lord. In this our third pool is actually Jesus Christ. After you being called by Brother Branham, the first pool, by you being called by the second pool, now you are caught up. You are caught, that's that pool. You are caught up with him. He come and caught up with his bride. Amen. The bride and the bridegroom becoming one. Him now getting into his bride. Like he said, listen, like he said, I'm seated. The overcomers, when you overcome, when you don't go to the image of the beast, when you stay here and become the bride, that you are an overcomer. You know what is going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Praise be to God. I'm seated in my Father's throne. Now I will sit in my throne. My throne is your heart. Amen. Me and you will be one. That will be the third pool. And you can reach there. Now don't worry about the rest of them. I'll go with it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't think. I know him. And you have the quotes. You can read them. And you're going to read them. And every one of them, brothers and sisters, we can, let's be simple. Be simple. We are simple. You know, I'm a simple-minded person. I don't know. You know, people talk like that. Like that gave me, and I love that. Dad throws me quotes, and I love those quotes. And he gave me something. He told me about the angel. You know, the angel. You know, the seven angels that came to give the prophet the seals. He said there was one. There were three there. That's true. There were three there, and then the one. I said, I don't know even what that means. I don't even know what that means. This mighty angel here was. I said, I don't even know what that means. I'm not started with that. And I tried to study. I don't know where to start. Praise God. But that is somebody who is deep. He's deep. That is very deep, and he knows. And brothers and sisters, I'm just a simple man who just looks at things very, very, very simply. In fact, most of the people, when they talk, you can see me keep quiet a bit, and you think, hey, this guy is not a message believer. It's not that I'm not a message believer. I want to see where I'm at, because people are deep in the message, but I'm not. And I try to study and I try to pray so that I can get. So I'm sorry that I was so simple today, and maybe you might feel like you've not eaten very much, but we read our quotes next time. And now, but now you can see what direction I'm taking. Is that right? Praise be to God. Sorry for the quotes. I've not read them. And you can read them. And you can, even before I come with them, you can ask me a question. And I'll try to say something. Whatever, or why I put the quote there. I'll let you know. So let us pray. Father, we are thankful for the things, Lord God, that you speak. Sometimes we don't know that you're going to speak the way you do. We are planned and we want to go a certain way. But you want us to go in a certain way. But it's thy will, Lord God, that we desire to do. So we are thankful for all things that you do to us, Lord. Thank you. Bless the people, Father. Take the hearts of the people and bless each one of them, Lord God. Draw us, Father, closer to yourself. We want to serve you. We want to be better citizens of your kingdom, Lord. We want to be better people in you, Lord God. People that you can be pleased with, Lord God. People that you can give a testimony like you gave for Job, Lord. Thank you, Father, for everything. Forgive our shortcomings, Father. We are people. Sometimes we find ourselves thinking, Lord God, and going to directions that we don't want to go. But in all that, Lord God, we love you. We are all yours, Father. Take us closer to you, Father, that we do things that are pleasing to you. Thank you, Father, for every sister. Thank you, Father, for every brother, Lord. Brother people is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Brother Michael, do you think you can say something? Just come and you can finish the song or something, whatever you want to. I know you have a lot of work there, and I'm sorry for disturbing you so much, but I love you, Brother Michael.
Appreciate you.
You, man. I know you enjoyed that.
That's
all staying.
Good job.
Give you a heart. Said a lot of good stuff, a lot of good things, and he can just preach, and I know, and he's. I have to bring the quotes because I don't want to preach. I just want to be right here. And so he can preach. And so that's all right. I enjoy it. So let's sing a song and we'll be dismissed. I had a song on the line on the way up here and it left me just like that. So. What you want to see. Get something on your heart. Thank God I'm free then. It's all right.
Bye.
And then when he come in and the presence, you know, you come to his presence, he sees all, he knows all. So I like those little examples there. Really made me smile there. So let's pray and be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly, Lord, we heard you speak to us tonight, Lord. And I know the brother may think it'd be simple, but Lord, and that's how you speak to us, Lord, in a simple way, Lord. And for someone to really understand something is to be able to speak, even as so that a child can understand, Lord. And we're your children, Lord, and you spoke to us tonight, Lord. And Lord, as we go from this place, may the words that have been said and the quotes that's been mentioned, Lord, remain in our hearts and burn, Lord, and as the brother talked about the pulls, Lord, to pull us towards you more, Lord, and to have a closer walk with you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the brother, Lord. Give him words to speak, Lord, and we know how it is. Sometimes we get nervous, Lord, but we just like to see the freedom, Lord, as the brother ministers, Lord, and preaches, Lord. We enjoy it, Lord. Bless him and his family, Lord, and all that he's doing for you, Lord. We know that you've got your hand upon him, Lord. We thank you, Lord. As we go from this place, Lord, we want to be that manifestation, Lord, that he spoke about tonight, Lord. That Lord, as the world looks upon us, they don't see a man or a woman, Lord, but they see a child of God, Lord. And Lord, it makes them thirsty, maybe. And even sometimes, Lord, it may even bring judgment, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, that you have for us, Lord. We just want to be that, Lord. We thank you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.